I want to go back to 1966 when you and Huey Newton started the Black Panther Party. Your passion for grassroots organizing in many ways stemmed from the pressing needs that you felt should be addressed in the Black community. Are those needs being addressed in the so-called new Black Panther Party?
Not at all. These guys, so-called new Black Panther Party, has been around since about 1989. They have never, ever put up a program that literally serves the people in the community. In my organization, I had over 22 different grassroots community service programs that Black Panther Party members, young folks, others, and organizers in various chapters and branches, they put them together. And some of the most prominent ones, of course, was the Children's Free Breakfast for Children program, where we wound up feeding over 250,000 kids every day, 5 days a week, breakfast in all our 48, 49 chapters of the party. But our grassroots organizing and the programs that we set up were not just programs for the sake of the programs. They were programs to organize the people, to unify the people. So you can imagine our massive voter registration drives that we connected with the programs. Because if we could unify the electoral power in the community, you see what I'm getting at? Mm-hmm. Then we have a better chance to get representatives and others to change all the racist laws. When Rosa Parks refused to move to the back of the bus in the middle of the 1950s, it was a law on the books in that state that a black person had to get up and give their seat to a white person, and two, they had to ride on the back of the bus. So that's what those programs were about, how to organize, unify the people in the community in opposition to institutionalized racism.
And then the new Black Panther Party isn't producing the tangible results you are producing.
Never have, and they've been around since 1989.
What does that tell you?
It tells me that somehow or another, this group, maybe it's leadership or something, it's almost like a counterintelligence program, because what they're propagating is the lies that the old FBI COINTEL program propagated in the old days. One, the FBI used to say we hated all white folks. We did not hate all white folks. How could we hate all white folks? Anybody who was progressive, that understood and wanted to work with us, we worked with them on many different programs, you know what I mean, different frameworks. So we didn't care whether you was black, white, blue, red, green, yellow, or polka dot. We're more interested in where your heart, mind, and soul is at. Coalition politics was a great characteristic of where we would come from, the Black Panther Party. The so-called new Black Panther Party propagates their hate for white folks.
Now, your slogan for the Black Panther Party was power to all the people. Is that still relevant today?
Yes, it's still relevant. It's definitely relevant because all the people are concerned. You know what I mean? So this is what it was about. How do we get power out of the hands of the avaricious so we can wipe out those racist, backward, absurd, exploitative laws that's on the books? And that's what it's all about. That's what I was about.
And what role did your work during the Black Panther Party, what role has that had on current discussions on race relations?
Party members all across this country and a lot of different small places, two or three places, Black Panther Party members have run for political office. So in that sense, it continues in another sense. The idea here is to teach youth today what we did then, so they can get creative and more profound and relevant directions concerning human liberation.